With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman Maritime has introduced new voluntary safety notations for yachts so owners can show when their vessels go beyond the minimum standards in the Red Ensign Group Yacht Code. In a guidance note, Cayman Registry says discussions with owners showed many are not fully aware of those minimum requirements and would have chosen higher safety levels at the contract stage if the options had been made clear. The new notation set out in the registry's national annex to the Yacht Code focus first on key safety areas such as fire protection, stability, and seaworthiness, with plans to expand into crew accommodation and welfare. They will appear on the Yacht Code Statement of Compliance for new builds under Cayman supervision, while existing vessels can apply to add them if they meet the criteria, with compliance checked by each yacht's classification society. The registry is recommending owners and their advisors specify these voluntary notations in new building contracts to enhance vessel safety, crew welfare, and resale value. In other news, Cayman sees its second homicide of the year. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Just before 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, officers were sent to a fight on Northwest Point Road near the Cayman Turtle Center, where a man had been stabbed multiple times. He was transported to the hospital in critical but stable condition, and a 47-year-old Georgetown resident was arrested on suspicion of wounding. But following the victim's death, the suspect has been rearrested for murder. He remains in custody. Witnesses near the Turtle Center or Tortuga Rum Distillery around noon on May 20th are urged to contact police by calling 949-3999 or the confidential tip hotline on 949-7777. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In a separate incident, a 34-year-old has been charged with wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, damage to property, and possession of an offensive weapon. On Tuesday night, officers were sent to a home near Breezy Way in Georgetown, finding that a man had been stabbed. He was treated for serious wounds at the hospital, and the suspect is due in court on June 5th. Finally, the Cayman National Cultural Foundation is opening the door for grant applications.
After checking your eligibility and the application deadlines, applicants then need to fill out the CNCF Artist Registry form through the CNCF portal in order to access the grant application form.
CNCF has released guidance on how residents can apply for grant funding. In that guidance, they say applicants must first register through its Artist Registry portal before completing an online application. Applicants then choose from 8 grant types and submit project details, including timelines, budgets, and supporting documents. Only Cayman Islands residents are eligible, and the foundation says incomplete applications will not be considered, and applicants should review all requirements before applying. When submitted, applications are reviewed by the CNCF grants team with email confirmation sent within 3 to 5 business days. Application forms are available through the CNCF website under the grants section. The Cultural Foundation says applicants should wait for confirmation before resubmitting if a form resets. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Pope Leo has warned that artificial intelligence poses potentially existential risk to humanity and should not be used to concentrate power in the hands of a few. In his first encyclical, he says increased efficiency does not excuse exploitation. The pontiff asks for more to be done to reduce AI's impact on the environment. President Trump has reiterated that he either wants a great and meaningful deal with Iran or none at all. He's also urging Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Arab states and Pakistan to normalise ties with Israel as part of a wider peace deal. The head of the World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa is outpacing urgent efforts to scale up a response. He says 220 people are suspected to have died in the current outbreak. Russia has warned foreign nationals to leave Kyiv, saying it plans further strikes on Ukraine's capital. It's threatening to target Ukrainian defence industry facilities involved in the design, production and programming of drones. France has extradited to Vilnius a Russian tycoon who used to own a Lithuanian bank. 2 years ago, a court in Lithuania sentenced Vladimir Antonov to more than 10 years in prison on charges including embezzlement and fraud. The authorities in West Bengal have ordered detention centres to be built to house what they claim are undocumented immigrants set to be deported back to Bangladesh and Myanmar. The move came just days after India's governing BJP won state elections in West Bengal, which borders Bangladesh. Firefighters in Southern California say they've eliminated the threat of a tank of toxic chemicals exploding. And the husband of Scotland's former First Minister has pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $500,000 from the governing Scottish National Party. Peter Murrell was chief executive of the party. BBC News.